This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast number 162 in the series for Franklin Matters. This recording shares the dedication ceremony for the Franklin Cultural District at the Historical Museum held on Friday, May 10, 2019. The ceremony was followed by a reception and entertainment at the Black Box. The new Cultural District page can be found online at www.franklinculture.org. Without further ado, here is the audio recording, approximately 30 minutes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to... it's on. Anyway, welcome to this historic day in the town of Franklin, where we officially are dedicating our greatest town landmarks as a certified cultural district by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And thank you all for attending. To quickly kick things off, as a lifelong resident of Franklin and chairman of the town council, this is a very exciting day. For all of us who have made Franklin our home and served this community for many years, we have always known the characteristics that make Franklin unique and special. Additionally, as someone who is part of a family who has dedicated our lives to celebrating our town history and have worked to revitalize downtown Franklin through the arts, this is truly a day we will not forget. It's a great to be recognized by the state. Today we have a short speaking program of our legislative delegation. Anita Walker from the Massachusetts Cultural Council, and closing out with a member of the town's Cultural District Committee. After a photo op in front of the Historical Museum unveiling the new Cultural District sign, we are offering a reception and refreshments and a little entertainment. The state rep might even sing. At the Black Box right across the street. Oh, and state senator too. We hope you'll all join us over at the Black Box. At this point, I was to introduce our state senator, one of our state senators, Senate President Karen Spilka. And we were just notified about 10 minutes ago that unfortunately she's tied up at the State House and is unable to make it. But she's been a fierce supporter of the arts throughout the state, but has especially been a big advocate for the town of Franklin and has had a strong presence since she became our state senator almost 15 years ago. Standing in for Karen this evening is her district liaison, Susan Nickel.
Thank you for having me as your kind of pinch hitter. Of the metaphor I just used with Senator Rausch is you can kind of think of me as kind of like the backup band before the headliner. So we're switching things around a little bit. But I do want to also first do some thanks. Thanks to Nancy Schoen and her team for coordinating this event. And personally really want to thank the members of the Cultural Council, the Cultural District. I happen to know, because I have been working in Franklin for a long time, how many people have worked on this effort for a really long time. And then, of course, Anita Walker and her whole team for all the work that they've done collaboratively and for recognizing, you know, what Franklin is doing, and then, of course, to the other members of the legislative delegation. I am going to speak on behalf of Senator Spilka, and I know what she was going to say, but really she has always felt that the arts are such an integral part of the Commonwealth, and thought so much about how everyone benefits from a strong arts presence, and that in fact here in Franklin, obviously there's such a high value on that. I have been filling her in, as I've only worked for her for about a half a year, but filling her in on my experience working with all the folks in Franklin for so many years through my previous job. And how Franklin is becoming well known throughout the Commonwealth is such a robust art, so much of a robust arts and cultural scene. I have told of the story of when Art Week expanded outside of Boston to all of Massachusetts, and I was also part of Art Week, and I would hear, yeah, there's 500 events in Art Week, and 52 of them are in Franklin. I would be at state meetings, and they'd read that off, and they'd say, how is it possible? And I'd say, you have to go down to Franklin and you will understand that this is such a multi-sector collaboration that everybody's involved with it. So the Center President was very happy to learn about the designation because she knows that this really helps, the designation itself helps Franklin further expand on arts and culture programs, fosters economic development and the job role. That this is all related, it's so fantastic to have a thriving arts and cultural scene. But everybody benefits from it because it is so tied to economic development and having a strong economy. So I want to say that throughout her term as a legislator, we want to stress about how she feels about arts and the humanities. This is the part in the speech where she was going to talk personally about some of her own efforts, especially Ashley when she was on the school committee, just working so hard on making sure that arts were part of the curriculum. We're skipping that part because I was not on the Ashton School Committee. But so insert that here. We'll get that at another time. But I have known from working with her for so long how she sees the creative economy as being such a strong stimulus and that really everybody benefits from it. And the fact that in Franklin that this is so supported by the public sector and the private sector and the nonprofit sector as well as individual artists, I think that is really a hallmark of Franklin. So that is something that we're also proud of, that the whole community has come together for it. So, and of course, the result is more people will be coming to Franklin, more visitors will be enjoying this, more people will be bringing in some tax revenue that will strengthen the Commonwealth and strengthen this region. So I do want to thank the municipal officials and the staff who worked so hard on making this cultural district a reality. She feels strongly tourism, arts, and local economies are clearly intertwined. So our office is looking forward to continuing to work with everybody in Franklin on this and, of course, with the Mass Cultural Council on this. So the next thing I would like to do is I get to introduce one of your headliners here, Senator Rausch. We have something we're going to do together before she speaks to you.
Thank you so much. It is my distinct privilege and honor to jointly present both the Franklin Cultural Council and the city known as the Town of Franklin, with official citations from the State Senate, signed by the Senate President Spilka and also by myself. Be it known that the Massachusetts Senate hereby extends its congratulations to both the Cultural Council and the town in recognition of the designation of the Franklin Cultural District by the Massachusetts Cultural Council. And be it further known that the Massachusetts Senate extends its best wishes for continued success, that this citation be duly signed by the President of the Senate and attested to and a copy thereof transmitted by the Clerk of the Senate. So if we could have representatives from the town and also from the Cultural Council come up to accept these citations, we'd be distinctly honored. The photo op. Ready? Hold them up. Yeah, there it is. I've done this before.
Becca, you could have helped out Jeray over here.
Yeah.
Position where she could get the picture.
She knows how to drink. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll take it together.
Good afternoon again. My name is Senator Becca Rausch. I was just elected in November. It is one of my distinct privileges and honors to represent the town of Franklin in the state Senate alongside our Senate President, Karen Spilka. I'd like to extend a huge congratulations to the town and the Cultural District Committee for all of their incredible work in making this project come to fruition. Today marks the beginning of a new chapter for Franklin, continuing its proven commitment to cultivating new talent, curiosity, and cultures within this town. On a personal note, the arts have been tremendously influential and meaningful to me in my own life. So it is a real, absolute pleasure and honor to celebrate the beginning of this exciting and vibrant chapter of the town's history with you today. I started very young singing and playing the piano. I eventually picked up a number of other instruments, all of the woodwinds, except the bassoon. I never got to the bassoon. And all along that way, I was also dancing. I did a number of traditional forms of dance. I also started doing Israeli dancing when I was quite young. And eventually, that really emerged as my artistic passion. I eventually became the founding director and choreographer of the premier Israeli dance company in all of New England, which I continued to run until just very recently, when I no longer had time to both serve in the Senate and also run a dance company. But that experience of the arts throughout my life, but particularly through Israeli dancing, has really molded me and molded my vision of who we are as communities and who we are as people, and whether we keep the lights on, and how we come together. Because that's what the arts really are. That's what artistic participation is. It's about building community. It's about education. I have had a number of performance opportunities and have been very grateful for those opportunities. I've served on the board of directors for the Israeli Dance Festival of Boston, which has been happening for decades. My company has been able to perform for the Boston Red Sox and the Celtics and the Boston Symphony Orchestra and most recently at the United Nations. But the most meaningful part for me was the educational component. I taught dance to kids and families, and I saw it. I saw it directly change people's lives for the better. I saw people come together to learn and grow and be vulnerable in ways that they otherwise never would have done. And that is what is so significant about coming together as a cultural district and as a town dedicated to culture and the arts. It brings people together. And I'm sure that many, if not all of us in this room, can note the importance of this day with that personal attestation to the power of the arts to bring people together. This cultural district symbolizes the values that our community shares. This cultural district symbolizes unity, a meaningful partnership between our schools, our local businesses, our communities of faith, arts organizations, and town government. We cannot dedicate this new cultural district today without celebrating the solidarity and spirit of collaboration ever present here in Franklin. Thank you again to the countless leaders who brought us together today and who will continue to bring together generations of Franklin residents for years to come. I am so honored to celebrate this Franklin Cultural District with all of you. Thank you so much. I get the privilege of introducing the next headliner, and it is my distinct privilege and great honor and pleasure to introduce my colleague, Chairman Jeff Roy.
Well, thank you so much, and it is indeed a thrill to be here. Part of this ceremony. I'm so glad so many people decided to take Friday afternoon off and were able to make it here and be a part of the ceremony. There's a great line from Oliver Wendell Holmes, not the Supreme Court Justice, but his dad, who was a poet from Boston, Massachusetts, and he had written a line that most people go to their graves with the music still inside them. And when I first heard those words, it talked to me deeply and said, you know, it's our job in this culture, in this community, in this world, to make sure that nobody goes to their grave with the music still in them. There's so much from the arts that we can all value and so much that we can take from it. I like to think of it this way, and I think of it particularly as a government official. Just think if government operated like a great orchestra, where all of the musicians were there to complement what all of the other musicians were doing. So you've got the violin section, the viola section, the cello section, the woodwinds, the brass, the percussion, all integrating and working together to complement one another so that they make a great sound. That's my vision for what we do in government, and that's why I think it's so essential that we're here today to dedicate a cultural district which will celebrate that idea, give people, I don't care if they paint, if they draw, if they sing, if they dance, if they take pictures, everything, you know, bring your art out, let people see what you're doing, because we all draw such great relief and such great entertainment from the arts. And the funny thing is, and I've been playing in a rock band, I think we just celebrated our 20th anniversary a couple of weeks ago, and I remember, you know, talking to the band, we practice faithfully every Thursday night, and you know, that's a night that I won't give up for many things. And you know, it's difficult in a government job to try and schedule around your band, but that's my bowling game. And I'm on a bowl every Thursday night from 7 to 9. So when I got elected to the House of Representatives, my bandmates were saying, "We're never going to see you again. You're going to go off and you're always going to be busy." Well, I'm happy to report after 7 years in the House of Representatives, the band is as strong as ever, and we're going to stay together because that's where I derive a lot of peace, and it helps me put all of this stuff in a capsule. Makes me feel rich and real again. So the power of the arts to do that. So thank you for being a part of this, and thank you for everyone who was a part of this committee from the very first steps. How did that happen? I can remember I was newly elected, and you know, I was excited about just having finished up the work on the master plan, and when we were talking about what's going to make downtown Franklin a very vibrant community, everybody had pointed to the fact that if you've got a performing arts center in your downtown, that's going to draw people in. And I want to say 6 months later, I get a call from Raylan Mercer. She had no idea that we were working on that concept on the master plan, but she said, "You know, I'd like to bring a performing arts center to downtown." I said, "Are you kidding me?" And that was the birth of the Black Box, which is an incredible draw for downtown. And I was so excited about that project that I called Anita Walker, who's the cultural commissioner in Massachusetts, the highest ranking cultural officer in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and said, "Would you please come down? I want to show you what's happening in Franklin, because we really want to talk about what's happening from a cultural basis." So she came in 2013. We went to the Sculpture Park, we went to the Black Box before it was even open, and we went to a number of places around the community. And as we were standing around talking in the Black Box, she said, "You know what you ought to do in this town? You ought to become a cultural district." And there were enough ears in that room who really thought that that was a great idea. They ran with that idea. And here we are 6 years later, a heck of a lot of work. Downtown is looking robust. There are condos being built, apartments being built downtown. There are restaurants coming in. You know, great things happening in downtown, and that's because an idea about enhancing our culture was born in this community, and we followed through. So with that, it's my great honor and privilege to introduce to you Anita Walker. Anita Walker has served as the executive director of the Mass Cultural Council since April 2007. Walker is the Commonwealth's highest ranking cultural official, overseeing a range of grant programs, services, and advocacy for the arts, humanities, sciences, and communities across Massachusetts. She's raised the viability of the nonprofit creative sector as a driving force for growth and prosperity in Massachusetts. She led the advocacy for the Mass Cultural Facilities Fund, which I know we took advantage of with the Black Box. And that has invested $91.9 million in building and cultural building projects statewide over 8 years. And that's a project that's provided more than 21,000 jobs, restored many important historic structures, and attracted more than 28 million cultural tourists to Massachusetts annually. And we're going to get a piece of those cultural tourists right here in Franklin. So with that, would you please give a warm Franklin welcome to Anita Walker.
I think the sun's coming out. It knew this was the day to make it happen. Well, good afternoon, everyone. I am so delighted to be here, and I always love a good origin story. I always like to know, how did things get started? Whenever I meet an artist, I'm not an artist. Well, I am in my mind, but you know what I mean. I always say to the artist, how long did it take you to make that? And you know what they say?
A lifetime.
My entire life. How long did it take to make Franklin a cultural district? Ever since the beginning. Ever since Benjamin Franklin donated his books and you started the very first library in the country. It always starts somewhere, but it only goes somewhere with people like you. People who have a vision and have an idea and have persistence and determination and stay excited even when you're tired, because it's a lot of work to get from here to there. But today is a great day of celebration, and it really is just the beginning. It's the beginning of everything that's going to happen here in Franklin, because you've done something that I think, as the chairman kind of alluded to when you talked about state government, it's hard to get everybody rowing in the same direction. Even people who kind of agree on where we're going, to get everybody moving together to achieve these wonderful visions and goals, that's the hard part. And we think that's really the superpower of the cultural district. You've always had people here who love history and who love the arts and culture and who love Franklin. But what the cultural district program did is it sort of gave you a space to all come together and to talk about your vision and to work together to bring you to this day. It's not easy, but let me tell you, it's worth it. And I can tell you, this community never ceases to amaze me. So we have 46 state designated cultural districts, and they're all special, and they're all different, because they're really all derived from what's real and special and authentic about this place. And the other superpower of the cultural district program is that it really makes you think about, well, what is it about Franklin? What's special about Franklin? Why do we love it so much? Why do we want to live here? And what do we want to tell everybody else about it so that they can love it just like us? And that's really what you had to think about in order to get to become a cultural district. The excitement, was it just last week at Art Week? Was it last week? Probably feels like, wow, it was just yesterday. The power of culture to bring life and spirit into a community cannot be stopped. So it didn't matter that it was 49 degrees, and it didn't matter that it was windy, you still packed the place with fantastic exhibits, and people came out. Why did people come out? They couldn't help themselves, because you put something out there that was so wonderful to experience, and people really long and hunger for that. And that's what the cultural district is. It's a place for people to come together and to be enriched and to experience joy and to experience each other. I am standing between one more speaker and all the fun that's going to happen in the Black Box. But before I turn the speaking program over, I want to ask Luis to step forward. Luis, because you will see more of Luis here. You gotta see Luis. Luis is one of my relatively new colleagues. What, 8, 9 months?
Seven months.
It feels like he's been with us forever because Luis is now in charge of all of our cultural districts. But we've also divided the state up into regions, and each region has a program officer. And this is Luis's district. So. He is also a master of social media. So you have not only a person who is an expert in urban planning, in outdoor arts, in building community, and in making cultural districts successful, you're going to go viral. I'm just telling you, by the end of today, Luis is going to have every one of these pictures posted on social media. And it's going to be spinning around the globe like nothing you've ever seen before. But please get to know Luis because he's here for you. He will be here a lot. And he is your resource, not only to tap into his knowledge and expertise, but to connect you with the intellectual capital and expertise that's all around you, not just in your region, but all over the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So please do take advantage of it. And you're lucky to have Luis. With that, again, I'm mainly here to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your exuberance. Thank you for your passion and commitment to this community because it is what makes Franklin so great, the very first Franklin. And the only place I still don't understand why you're a city and a town. But Cameron has tried to explain it to me. We'll just keep taking lessons, and one day I will understand why that is. But it is my honor and privilege now to introduce John McCresty, who is our Cultural District Vice Chair.
Thank you, Anita. And I want to first thank the Cultural Council so much. I'm sorry, the Massachusetts Cultural Council, Louie and Anita, for all your support throughout this process. It's been wonderful working with you guys, and we look forward to working with you, Luis, going forward. So I think, first of all, we as a committee members are really very excited about taking on this responsibility. We all got together, maybe 9, 12 months ago, or a year and a half ago. It seems longer, but really gone through that struggle and really pulled it together and see us culminating at this point is really amazing and really excited. We've been working very hard to really get the district up and running, and I think you guys, everyone here, all the partners will see the impact we'll make overall. A couple of great things that I want to just make sure you guys are aware of. You know, first of all, you see our new logo for the Franklin Cultural Council, some district right there, you'll see that's right there. Our website just went live today also. So again, we're working very hard to make the district known and really promote it so that, as everyone has talked about, that people come here because they want to see things here in Franklin. So we're going to focus on that very much. But really what I want to try to do is really thank people because there's been so many folks helping us throughout the time here, and we want to make sure we thank everyone. I know a lot of us went through it already, but I think there's a couple more special things we want to make sure we do. First of all, I want to make sure I thank Mary Olson and for hosting us here at the Historical Museum and for DPW, Franklin's Town DPW, for really helping us get the facility ready. I want to appreciate everyone there. I want to also thank the prior Cultural District Committee who paved the way for us. I mean, we just came here about 12 months ago, but there were people before us who really worked very hard and diligently on that. I want to thank you guys for paving that way for us. You gave us the roadmap for where we are right now, so we appreciate that. I wanted to also, the dedication and the commitment of the current cultural district. A lot of us here are new, working together. That's been a challenge, obviously, getting to know each other, getting to know what we want to do, but we've all stuck together, and we've done a great job, and we're looking forward to really working. So again, thank you so much to all the dedicated current members. Then, again, none of this would have been possible without the support of the town of Franklin. Specifically, I want to thank Jeff Nuttall, town administrator, Jamie Helen, the deputy administrator, Brian, the director of planning and community, and Brian in particular for sticking with us at all these meetings we've had. Brian, thank you so much. And then I want to also thank them for the continued support. Again, without them and their support throughout, we would not have been where we are right now. And then finally, I want to thank the the cultural district partners. Without the partners in the district, we would not be where we are today. And I think we are committed, as I mentioned, to really supporting this district and working hard to make everything you guys do work and really promote it throughout. So again, thank you so much, partners. We really look forward to working with you going forward. And then last, I want to thank Raylan and Alan Mercer for hosting us at the Black Box, which is coming up next. So again, I appreciate everyone's time for coming out today. And again, congratulations to everyone in the district for getting this done. And thank you so much, everyone. Have a great day.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? In particular, if you have an interest in real estate, zoning, or construction, I would like someone to help us by following the Planning Board, Zoning Board of Appeals, and/or the Conservation Commission meetings. I'll provide the guidance on note-taking and sharing. You need to bring an inquisitive, open mind, and willingness to learn and share. Overall, if you like this and can use the information you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional info, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.